Today is one of those days that when you look at the gospel reading and wish that you aren't preaching. The gospel for today is about end times, of course. And it's frightening stuff. Nation against nation. Earthquakes, famines, pestilence, and persecution. Now, there's nothing new in prediction of great catastrophe. How many of us might have read, been back in the 70s and the 80s? Have you heard of the name Harold Lindsay? He was particularly into this end times and wrote many books and made many predictions. But if I understand, most, if not all, has not come to pass. And there has been many people have predicted how the end time may come. Well, it is interesting that when Jesus is confronted with the same kind of question from his disciples, and Jesus is refusing to be drawn into any speculation about the end times. He told them, it is not for you to know the times or the dates. Instead, he told them to get ready and preach the gospel to all nations. Interesting response from our Lord. Perhaps what is more important for us today is not so much concern and worry about the end times. Be sure it will come. But what about our present life and our own lives in this present age? And that's why I would like to focus. So I may disappoint you and say I'm not going to talk about end times. And you can find out more yourself. But I want to bring it to a more present state, using some of the terminology and some of the understanding relating to end times. Times when our own world is collapsing and it may seem to be coming to an end. Just imagine, beginning of the year, if you are Ukrainians and living your life peacefully and going about your life, then something hits you, and an invasion, a war, battles raging around you. You lost your property, you lost your livelihood, you even may have lost family, loved ones, and you're driven out and you have to flee. And that's the kind of times that I want to talk about today, that when we are faced with things that are happening around us, how do we deal with these things? How do we deal when our world seems to be collapsing around us? An art gallery owner said to a local artist, "I have some good news and some bad news." The artist asked, "What's the good news?" We usually ask the good news first, right? The gallery owner said, "Well, the good news is that a woman came by today who loved your work, and she asked if the value would go up after you died. And I told her yes. Then she bought every single piece of your work from the store." Well, the artist then said, "That's fantastic. How can this be bad news?" Well, the gallery owner then said, "Well, she was your wife." Hardly a day goes by that we have not read things that are around us that are unpleasant, to say the least, but even can be very, very bad news happening in our world today. We may have heard of someone have lost a loved one and feeling very, very terrible and lousy about it. We might have heard of someone involved in a breakdown of relationship and they are dealing with it in the most difficult way. Or you may have, or even including ourselves and others, have the bad news about a particular illness that has been diagnosed or struggling to come to terms with it. These are just a few examples of things that could be happening in our world and the little world that we are part of. Most of us enjoy the Christian life until it gets a little tough and difficult. And the popular view of many people is that if God is on our side, then everything should be all right. Our lives should be free of problems. However, this is not the biblical view. Remember what Jesus says? He said, He didn't say, take up my sack of gold and silver and follow me. He said, take up your cross and follow me. There's a little story about someone by the name of Haggai the Horrible. He was inciting his troops and saying, this is the moment we've been waiting for, man. The moment we do battle with the enemy, is everyone here? And they shouted, yes. Haggai continued, okay, man, repeat after me, I am a Viking warrior. They say, I am a Viking warrior, they shout. And I will fight to the death and for what I believe. Then there was silence. No follow-up with those words. And Haggai asked, okay, why aren't you repeating after me? One meek Viking speaks for them. Haggai, the man would like to change that line, that too, that I will fight hard until it's time for dinner. Life can be tough. Life can be challenging. We may have different perspective depending on where we stand and what's happening around us. But these times can be testing time for us as Christians, for testing our faith and our trust in God. But when things shake, when our world shakes, it may shake right to the core of our whole being when we are faced with life challenges. But at the end of this passage, may I repeat, Jesus told the people to stand firm. Not a hair will be harmed. Stand firm and not to give in. Hold on to God, because God will not desert us. The times when we feel our faith is tested, the times when we feel that we are crawling along the valley floor, crushed by life, are the times when God is closest to us, even though we often don't realize it. God, who has been with us in the past, is still with us in those times. God, who has been faithful in the past, remain faithful today. God, who has lavished his love on us, has not deserted us now in a time of need. His love come close where stands an open door. His peace, his joy, his grace. Stand firm and don't lose hope. God is with you. God is with us. We say amen to that. Now, are you ready to live a radical, different lifestyle to face these challenges? In dealing with turmoils in our lives or in helping others to deal with it? May I suggest that three things we could do to handle this situation when our world shakes? It's all about choices. We can decide, one, not to worry. Secondly, decide to stand firm. And thirdly, decide to live a radically different way. And in Jesus' words, witnessing. Let us quickly go through those three points. A choice to decide not to worry. There is a saying, why pray when you can worry? What stifles prayer is worry. Because worry is unbelief. Worry is the opposite of faith. Now, this doesn't mean that we don't become anxious, but really, how much do you give in to worrying? We can decide not to be paralyzed by worry, about anxiety, by what's happening around us. And we can pray to Jesus to help to take away those worries, those fears. So instead of worrying, let's pray. Then we decide to stand firm. We can decide to trust Jesus to look after us. Jesus went on to say, by standing firm, you will gain life. That's a promise. When by standing firm, you will gain life. It's easy to be Christian on a Sunday at church, but it's a real test for some of the other days of the week. When our faith is tested, we are faced with crisis that we have to stand up to, even in a hostile culture. Stand firm. Trust in the Lord. And the third point, deciding to live a radically different lifestyle. And Jesus say, go and witness while in turmoil. Now that's pretty radical. When you are suffering, when you are facing crisis, Jesus say, get up and go and proclaim the good news. Tell people about Jesus. You say, huh? Surely, that's not what you're asking me to do. Then Jesus say, you will betray even by parents and brothers and relatives and friends, and they will put some of you to death. And people will hate you because of me. So how are you going to react to this situation in crisis when people dislike you or even hate you? The challenge, of course, is how do we react? How do we witness for Christ even in the midst of these challenges and turmoils and difficulties? And how people may look at us and see us in response to this situation. How do we respond to adversity? Jesus said to trust God. He encourages us that we should continue to persevere and if we can trust in God. Have we placed our trust in God? Or have we placed our trust in some other things or even in ourselves? Things and people that cannot bring us comfort or even fix anything for us. If we place our trust in clergy and pastor, well, sorry, I may have to disappoint you. Because sometimes we cannot be trusted. Trust in God. More than trust in anyone who may be wearing a collar or anything else. Because we are just as vulnerable, as prone to sin and weaknesses as everybody else. So when times are tough, what I believe Jesus is saying is that find something positive about it and share it. That's a way to overcome. It's a radical thinking. So in other words, when you find something in the situation while you're facing the crisis, what are the positive? What is the stuff that you can share with people and encourage one another despite all that is going on. When you're in the middle of a tough situation, pray to God for guidance, for wisdom, and for something positive you can share about that situation. By doing that, you're able to overcome yourself, but also bring grace and love and encouragement to other people. That's what being so radical about it. So don't sit and, you know, hide yourself, but come out and share, right? Despite this, God, I still can talk about the goodness of God. I can still share with people. I know it's not easy to do, but I think that's what Christ is talking about here. So share the good news, share the positive in the midst of your situation. So, in closing, how do we respond to trouble when the world, our world is shaken and even collapsing around us? Are we a person who surrender to the situation? Are we a person who battles on and fight on? Or perhaps we view problems as opportunities that we can seize and do something about it? Well, you may wonder, looking at the pew sheet picture, and say, what has carrots and eggs and anything to do with what I'm sharing today? Well, here's the final part. I want to finish up with a story that may explain why the pictures are there. There's a story about a young woman who visited her grandmother during school break. And all she did was complain and share the bad news. Her professor was mean to her. The boys didn't like her. The weather was too cold. She couldn't get enough sleep and maintain her social life. And many, many, many more complaints. But Granny was wise. And while the girl talked, she filled three pots with water. And she put them on the stove and brought them to a boil. She put carrots in one, the second, eggs in the second, and ground coffee bean in the third. Her grandmother kept going as if the universe her granddaughter kept on complaining as if the whole universe is collapsing and facing imminent collapse. Granny turned off the stove and put the carrots in a bowl, the eggs in a separate bowl, and the coffee in a pot. She said, "Honey, look at each of these face the same adversity. The carrot went in strong before the boiling, but then they come up all mushy and weak. The eggs began with an outer shell that protected the inside, but the inside turned hard under heat. However, the coffee, it changed the water." So friends, do we want to be carrots, eggs, or coffee? When we're faced with adversity, how do we react and respond and deal with those situations? Let us meditate on that. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the encouragement. We thank you for who you are. Even though we need to have an eye of the end times, but quite often it is dealing with the present time that we are faced with challenges. Help us, Lord, to be strong. Help us to stand firm and holding on to that promise that not a hair will be harmed on us. Because by that, holding on to you, we gain life. This we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen.